Playwright Athol Fugard's The Road to Mecca, which is about to open in Honolulu at the Actors Group Theater, is about an older woman at a crisis point in her life. She's a self-taught artist in a community that doesn't quite know what to make of her, and her story can resonate with anyone who has wanted to change direction in life. Joyce Maltby is directing the production, and we spoke earlier this morning.
Helen, I guess an outsider artist who late in life realized that the life she'd been living until the age of 50 was not who she was. And at the age of 50, something within her, an impulse, started her to create sculptures, statues, which took over her whole life, and she ended up making a brilliant masterpiece out in her front yard and in her house. And it's actually a story is based on a real person who, this is true, she ended up with something called the Owl House, which mm-hmm. now is visited by hundreds of people every day in South Africa. But the description of the main character, I guess, is just that she, without thinking, what do I want to do now that I'm 50, she just, it came from her, from within her, and she started doing it, and she couldn't stop till she finished her road to Mecca.
This is a place that a lot of people find themselves at the age of 50, but few go down this path.
Right, and whatever it was that drove her to it, I don't think it was an intellectual decision. It wasn't what do I do with the rest of my life kind of thing. Her husband had died, and I think going to church, this is, of course, 1974 in New Bethesda, mm-hmm. Which is a small Karoo village in South Africa, founded by the Dutch Reformed Church, and among people who, that was what she had done until the age 50. That's mm-hmm. what all the villagers did. It was a church-going community.
A world of very conservative, white South African
right.
settlers.
And these were, actually, this group of people were called Afrikaners.
Yes.
The group that settled there.
Descendants of the Boers and the, right. the Dutch emigres.
And so she lived in a world that couldn't understand her at all. I mean, when she started building these things, they thought of them as monstrosity. Children threw stones at the
really?
At the statues, and but she was admired by the Reverend Marius Beleveld, who is the second of the three characters in this play, mm-hmm. and he was a minister, but even though she stopped going to the church, he kept fighting for her soul. He kept wanting her to mm-hmm. be there. And I won't say anything more.
Well, he was coming from that very conservative place, and yet he found a way to be accepting of her direction.
Right. Well, he didn't accept her direction. He never could, but he still also never could forget about her. Mm-hmm. So he and the villagers started to feel that she was not capable of taking care of herself anymore. There had been a fire in the home, and they wanted to put her in an old age home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess the central conflict here is this woman is she needs to be who she is,
yeah.
create her art until she can't create it anymore. And she's living among a community that wants to put her away, and putting her away is death for her.
Well, conservative communities tend to marginalize the eccentric. They make it difficult to be eccentric,
right.
and eccentric is seen as crazy, dysfunctional,
exactly.
needs to be put away.
Yes, it's
but for an artist, if you're not eccentric, you're probably not much of an artist.
Right. I've learned that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So is it yeah. is part of it the you know does is part of the message to the audience, go ahead and be eccentric if you want to?
Be who you are, and don't let anybody tell you that's not the way you should do things. You know, I mean, Yeah, be who you are, I guess. And there's the third character in this play is a young woman, also based on somebody who really did exist in the real Helen Martin's life. In this case, it's a teacher, a young teacher from Cape Town, who had gone up to see this house she'd heard about. This was like 5 years before the play starts, and a great friendship started between them. And the young woman found in Helen inspiration, mm-hmm. and the two started a relationship, which was a beautiful one. And so that's what is the impetus there for this play is Helen really calls on this young woman, sends her a letter because she's desperate, because she has to sign a document. They want to put her in a home.
This situation has reached a crisis point.
Right. And so the young woman does come up there to see what she can do, not knowing exactly what the details are. All she knows is that Helen is
she's a friend.
Yeah, and that she needs help. So,
what's interesting to me about the way art came to Helen at age 50 is that it sounds to me from your description as if it came in a sort of a pure form as opposed to going and, you know, taking lessons or something.
Exactly.
You just did what she felt like doing, and
right. It was spontaneous. It was really the true artist who just can't stop. Can't stop doing what is in them, what they were born to do.
When you read biographies of so many different artists, no matter what the particular art, you do sense that kind of compulsion. Almost, frequently artists describe their work as something that flows through them rather than something they originate.
Yes, no, exactly. And to me, it's a tribute to all artists, whether they start at age 5 or age 50, although there is something about somebody having the courage to do that at that age. But it's about the artist and society and how easy it is to place people in categories and judge them by the behavior that the society expects of people rather than see people as individuals.
Well, and also people who have reached an age where, you know, it might be the culmination of every thought they've ever had in their lives, and the world might see them as losing it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they're not. And they know it.
Right. And it's a little bit, too, about, you know, making those decisions. I know so many people are faced with what do we do with an elderly parent or, are they dangerous? Are they dangerous to themselves or whatever? And there is that feeling of where is the line drawn between what sometimes you have to do and sometimes you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
And in the case of Helen, they didn't get to know who she really was. They didn't. Putting her in this home was not going to be the answer for her. And in some cases, of course, it is. But for this artist, they never knew her.
It's kind of makes you, you know, it kind of tells the audience in a way to take a closer look at the older people around you and maybe listen a little harder to
and
what
listen to them. Yeah, listen not with your own where not from where you're coming from, but listen to them from where they're coming from.
Yeah. Joyce Maltby is the director of South African playwright Ethel Fugard's The Road to Mecca at the Actors Group. It opens tomorrow and runs weekends until April 29th at the Brad Powell Theater in Honolulu.